When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
No one is more locked in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL than First and Pod. Hosted by Danny Parkins and Andrew Filippone.
Giants, Vikings. I was thinking about this. Seasons where you can't, like, sell a t-shirt. You... NFC East champions, NFC champions, Super Bowl champions, right? Like, they're hard to define as, like, unbelievable, overwhelming success because you don't hang a banner. You don't really remember them.
Well, unless you're the Colts. Remember they put AFC finalist up that year?
Yes. Right. Incredible. Or, like, this Bears season where you have a revelation, but you also get the number one pick, but you weren't expected to be good. But, like, the team that wins the Super Bowl, the team that loses in the Super Bowl, will have more successful seasons than the Giants. But isn't it possible that the Giants could lose this game and then the team that, like, loses in the NFC Championship game or loses in the AFC Championship game, they make it a round further in the playoffs, but their fan base would not be as happy or excited as Giants fans would be?
Well, why are you even stopping in the championship game? Why can't you bring yourself to say Super Bowl? There have been teams that have gotten squashed in the Super Bowl that had high expectations and were expected to win it or had lost one and were searching for that championship. And it
because I think that the Super Bowl is so, like, singular and special, and, like, the 2 weeks leading up to it.
Well, you might think that way, but I don't think all fans do.
I'm not saying that they do, but I'm saying for me, like, the lead up to the Super Bowl, you get the Lamar Hunt Trophy or the George Halas Trophy. There you get a T-shirt. You get
to, like, if the Chiefs were to lose the Super Bowl again, like they did against Tampa,
yeah,
their fans aren't going to feel as good as Giants fans at the end of the year.
See, I don't agree with that.
Why? Because the Chiefs kind of looked at this year as a
Correct.
Okay.
A transitional year. Holy shit. In our down year, our coach and quarterback are so good. People were picking the Chargers before the year. People were picking the Broncos before the year. People said we had the toughest division in football, and we set records when we lost Tyreek Hill. Like,
I agree with that.
But anyway, my point is basically like the Giants now think they have a coach. They think they have a quarterback.
That's the bigger one.
And they won a playoff game in a year where they were supposed to have a top five or top 10 pick. Like, I think the Giants fans could legitimately stake a claim that they've had the third most successful season. Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl loser, New York Giants.
The biggest thing about that game, and you don't want to overreact to a game against the worst defense in the league.
Right.
But that's what's happening right now. There were a lot of graphics that were shown before the season started comparing the start of Daniel Jones's career to the start of Josh Allen's. And it was largely ridiculed and mocked and made fun of. But when you see the way Jones looks in this game on Sunday, it doesn't seem all that far-fetched. And the thing now is for the Giants is that they get cap relief. They've got to find a way to bring in somebody, not like a Kenny Golladay, but a legit guy who makes Jones even better, the same way that the Bills made the Diggs trade. That's priority number – that becomes their number one objective this offseason. Who is the player – who are the players we get? You know, the Jaguars spent $105 million on Lawrence Weapons and then made the Ridley trade this year. I mean, they buttressed around their number one.
I've looked a lot into it because of the Bears' needs for it. It's an absolutely terrible free agent year for wide receivers. Like, Jacoby Myers is arguably the best free agent wide
receiver. Juju. Guys right. like that.
Juju, exactly. But you could trade for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
We'll see what the Raiders do with Devontae Adams. And if you want to be super aggressive, like the team you're playing this weekend, the Eagles, you call Cincinnati.
About T.
And you
Higgins.
Say, are you guys really prepared to pay Burrow, Chase, and Higgins? Or would you take our first-round pick for T. Higgins?
Yep.
And then you trade a first-round pick and give them $100 million. It's the most expensive way to acquire talent, trading a draft pick and signing the guy. But if you really do think that you're a number one receiver away.
I'll give you another one. Now, obviously, this would have been different if we talked and had this conversation a week ago. But because McVay's back now. But wouldn't you at least call the Rams about Kupp?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
What's their situation?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of – like, what are the Broncos going to do? I mean, I guess Russell Wilson finished a little bit better, but I mean –
I feel like their wide receivers have been overrated for a while now. I know Judy's the guy you're thinking of, and obviously he's better than the free agents that we're talking about, but I think the Giants have to hope for something or someone better than that. And maybe use their first-round pick on a wide receiver too.
We'll see, but so that's – It's not a draft where people think that there's wide receivers in the top 10, but there's always rookie impact receivers. Quentin Johnson, the kid from TCU, USC's got a receiver that people think
Jordan Addison.
Yeah, Addison. Thank you. Maybe you go that route for them, but I don't know how patient, they're going to be. I'm fascinated in Daniel Jones's contract. Because like, are they gonna bring back both? Are they gonna bring back Daniel Jones and Saquon, or are they gonna tag Saquon and sign Daniel Jones, which is what I would assume they're gonna do? But
how's Barkley gonna feel about that franchise tag if they do that? You know,
I mean, how angry can he be when he got top five draft pick money?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he wants the deal, but how angry can he realistically be? I just don't know how many years you commit on guaranteed money to Daniel Jones. Like, you decline the fifth-year option, and then he does this. obviously they have the great self-scout on the guy, and Dable would be the one to know. Dable's so impressive, man. So impressive. Like, I wonder.
Do you think the Vikings have a Kirk Cousins problem?
Of course. Okay. But they've had a Kirk Cousins problem. Like Kirk Cousins, I legitimately thought was pretty good in that game, and they lost it because of their defense. Their defense is pathetic. But the problem with Kirk Cousins isn't like prime time. He's won in prime time. It's not that he can't win in the playoffs. It's not that he can't make a big throw in the playoffs. The throw he made to Thielen in that Saints game in the fourth quarter was unbelievable. Like, yeah. Kirk Cousins is a good player, but the ceiling is just so low and the margin for error is so slim. Like, how in the world do you check that ball down to Hockenson late and then after the game be like, eh, I've thrown short of the sticks before and you just let your guy make a play and there was pressure coming? Dude, you got to stand in there and take a hit. And you got to – I mean, the play call also was terrible. Like, when they showed the – like, the dots of – what, you know, the dot graphic that's all the rage now?
Yes, the dot graphic.
I don't know a better way to describe it.
No, I know what you're talking about. Like, the one that, like, Mina Kimes will constantly, like, send out, or Bill Barnwell, that one.
Yeah, they do, like, on the CBS feed, they do it as, like, Romo Vision, and then, like, everybody else does it on Twitter. Yeah. But, like, everybody – like, there were three dudes who were running, like – 20 plus yard routes, and Hockenson, who was running a 3 yard route, and they needed 9 yards for a first down. Like, where is the 8, 9, or 10 yard route? I don't understand why it was like such an all or nothing play call. So I think there were a lot of failures in that moment, but Cousins, because of the reputation, will deservedly wear it for choosing the worst of all of the options. I guess the worst option would be the sack, but the second worst option, it was indefensible. But I think there was just more blame to go around than just the check down or just Kirk Cousins, notably the defense.
I think they should get the guy who was with O'Connell in L.A. If he doesn't get a head coaching job, the Broncos defensive coordinator should go to Minnesota next year. That just seems like a slam dunk.
Last game to react to. It was the first game. It was a blowout. Started interesting. San Francisco, Seattle. So we can do anything specific you want from the game. You know, I've been saying for, not that this is terribly original, but I've been kind of dismissing Dallas and saying that 8 weeks, we are on a collision course for San Francisco and Philly. I still feel that way. But do you think that if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, it is a more improbable story than Kurt Warner?
No. I don't.
Not even like instantly. No.
You're asking me. I mean, Kurt Warner was stocking shelves in a Hy-Vee store in Iowa and came out of the Arena Football League.
This guy was the last.
I understand that. But Warner wasn't drafted, went to a Packers tryout, got cut, and then was like out of the league and had to navigate his way through the minor leagues of football at the time.
Yeah. That's the only one, though, right? It would be the second most improbable then. It's certainly more improbable than Nick Foles.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but Nick Foles, in his first stint with the Eagles, actually had a good year with Chip Kelly. Like, it was not obviously sustainable. They made the playoffs.
I'm just saying Brock Purdy was great. Again, threw for three, ran for one, no turnovers. I understand Shanahan. I understand having McCaffrey, who's amazing, and Ayuk, and Kittle, and Matt Line, and Debo, and those weapons, and plug and play in the system and yada, 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 even though he's now looking better than Jimmy G and Nick Mullins didn't look good there. Like, we have to be open to the possibility.
Well,
Brock Purdy is good.
I know, but I think there's a little bit of revisionist history about his performance in that game. I think because he started so bad and finished better, people just are latching on to the way he played the last 30 minutes of the game, which was really good.
They scored 41 points.
I know they did. But Danny, their guys are always wide freaking open. It's a guy that has watched the Bears passing offense for the last 20 years. Is it not frustrating that every guy is wide the F open on like every play?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I'm not saying he's the biggest part of the reason why they're winning, obviously, but I just listed it all, right? I'm with you on that. I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm watching, dude. He was the last pick in the draft, and he is shredding people in a situation where.
But I don't think he's shredding people like Mahomes or Burrow, where these are like pinpoint accurate dime throws where your jaw is hitting the floor type plays.
He had that pretty sick, like, spin out of it, rolled right through to the back of the end zone.
Mitchell, that was a good play. I mean, that was a really good one. If any other quarterback does that, we're talking about it. I will give him credit for that one. But like the Deebo Samuel touchdown, it's like pitch and catch, and the guy takes off and he's gone. I mean,
I understand, but Kyle Shanahan was getting to a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Jimmy G got $145 million contract. But then he proved to not be very good. But he was winning. And the Niners traded all those draft picks to move up from 13 to 3 to take Trey Lance. So like the team that felt like they could win with anybody traded everything to try to be special at that position. That guy got hurt. Then the next guy got hurt.
They're still not special at the position. I mean, of the quarterbacks that are still playing, he's the worst one that's still alive. But he's in the exact right place. And the other thing is, this is to Kyle Shanahan's credit, he could have easily, with the defense they have, gone the Garoppolo NFC Championship game against the Packers route and said, we're just going to play defense and hand the ball off to McCaffrey, Mitchell, and our backs and win ugly. And they're not doing that. Like, in that way, I give him total props, and that shows he has confidence in Purdy, and Purdy hasn't given him a reason to not play that way. So that will be my compliment for Brock Purdy. Do I still think Big Ben could do better? I'm rethinking that take a little bit now. Stop. But he is the worst quarterback that's still left, for sure.
You think he's for sure worse than Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones might have had the best quarterback performance of any guy this weekend.
Dak was pretty good tonight.
Okay. I'll concede that because I had the Dak over passing yards prop.
Dak was pretty good. Tom Brady threw the ball 66 fucking times tonight. Ridiculous.
I don't want to get greedy here, but I had a massive same game parlay that I lost because CeeDee Lamb didn't go over 75 yards, which I'm still not really sure how that happened. Six legs, everything else hit.
Oh, man.
Prescott over, Gallup over, Evans over, Elliott under, Pollard over, Lamb over, did not hit. 68. So
that's tough. I lost the same game parlay that was not close to winning, but still made money because I bet the under in the game, which came in by half a point.
Nice.
I crushed it this weekend, honestly.
I thought it was going to be a bad beat weekend for the ages when I lost Chargers -2.5, and I rallied from that point on and didn't lose another spread bet the rest of the way. I went 4-2.
Nice. I hit multiple live Niners bets.
Are you a live betting type? Are you into that whole Jeopardy James? That's where your best odds are, community?
I like live betting. Yeah. I also like, because I think that there's sometimes like, I kind of just like trust my eye.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you're watching
Danny Parkin's eye test.
I love the eye test. Yeah. Just like, sometimes it's tough to know. Like, you know,
when did you bet Jags on Saturday? When did you live bet them?
Did you? No.
Okay.
I didn't. I have a Chargers future.
Cut your losses. Hedge your bets.
I should have. No, so that game honestly was, but no, hit the teaser that I gave out for Giants and Bengals, hit a couple of live bets in the Niners, hit the under tonight, lost a few silly same game parlays. Just nice wild card weekend. Accounts are looking flush. But are we doing this Thursday night, right?
Yes.
It's pretty awesome, man. Like the top six teams, obviously two with the bye, but then the next four, like all advanced. All the teams that came into the playoffs with like reasonable Super Bowl odds, none of them got upset.
Yeah, no stunning upset. You're right.
You know, so sets up for pretty marquee matchups the rest of the playoffs. And I mean, if the Jaguars are like the, you know, I mean, obviously the Giants, but someone was going to be bad there. It's the NFC, but it's pretty good, man. Pretty good divisional slate and way better weekend of football than I thought it was going to be. Way better.
Yeah. The second half of, well, tonight wasn't good, but it was weird. Well,
tonight was kind of compelling because of the Maher missed kicks.
And Brady, just how bad can it get for the greatest player?
Yeah. You know, so tonight was compelling. The Niners was an ass kicking and everything else was pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
All right, Danny. Thursday night, brother.
All right. Thank you, Spencer Ray, our producer. Subscribe, rate, review. Come on, tell a friend. We're doing this throughout the playoffs. Get the word out there.
Tell acquaintances.
Yeah, you don't even have to really like them. Like if someone calls you too often and you're like, hey, they would maybe call me less if they were listening to 2 hours a week of football talk. Send this podcast to them. He's Andrew Filippone. I'm Danny Parkins, First and Pod.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison includes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.